This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty live at Bonnaroo! It's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy! The number one fuckboy! The number one fuckboy! Number one fuckboy! Number one fuckboy! Number one fuckboy! Okay, I got that. Number one fuckboy, Johnny G, coming at you live, not from the High and Mighty Studios, without my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus, but joining me on stage, two guests, you can catch them around the festival, and they were the only two comedians here willing to come up and smash beers for strangers. So put your, oh yeah, that's right, we're doing a fucking power hour, people. If you have, you got your beers with you? That's wonderful fucking news. All right, guys, your comics joining me on stage for a standing power hour. Might be the first time I ever did that. Put your hands together for Shane Torres! Can we get two sets of stairs back here? Can we get a crane for when we're leaving?
Y'all see me fat my way up here?
I did the same thing, except I was carrying beers and almost ripped my shorts. Before we go any further, let's get our other comic out here. Guys, put your hands together for Kyle Ayers!
Yeah!
Oh, there's stairs over there, it turns out. Kyle, here's a microphone right here. Oh, you know what I did? I forgot those cups from back. If you want to grab the cups off that table back there.
Hell no, yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Kyle. Hi, Shane.
Hey, buddy. Good to see you.
Before we get into the drinking, I got to tell you something.
Yeah?
I am allergic to beer.
That's a bad
idea. But I am, the only thing I am thirstier for than beer is stage time, so I agreed to do the show.
That, I appreciate that.
So instead of pounding beers, I brought a cooler of my own Mike's Hard Lemonades.
Oh.
And I'm just going to pound some tall boys.
Oh, shit. Is that harder strawberry,
dude? It's Mike's harder, better, faster, stronger.
Oh, right.
It's actually harder, bitter, faster, stronger, but it's good.
Let's take a second to get situated.
Yes, this is a very professional show.
This chain I wore isn't going to play on the podcast.
This fucking venue.
I thought I'd be looking
badass. This is exciting. So we're here in a fucking Christmas barn, and it's 110 degrees.
Yeah.
Chock full of Jews.
It takes a true maniac to think of something like this.
All right, disgusting. Guys. Does everyone... you hold off, sir. Finally, what? My dad comes back to life just to tell me one thing, and it's, chug it, pussy.
He didn't even use his fleeting time to describe how he got back to life.
I know. I was like, what happened? He's like,
not there's no time. There's no time.
Finish the beer, pussy.
It's like the leftovers.
Woo! One cheer from Justin Thoreau in the front row.
All right. Good abs.
Guys, round of applause. Who knows how our power hour works? Okay. Using that knowledge of how a power hour works, can you do the thought experiment to figure out how a power 45 minutes works? That's a no from everyone? Okay.
Something tells me the afternoon Bonnaroo isn't the math crowd.
Yeah. Well, here's how it
they
works.
They know an ounce.
They give you 60 minutes to do a whole set. So in order to be able to bullshit in the beginning and see how fucked up we are at the end,
yeah,
I'm going to have to give us a power 45. So I'm going to start the clock soon. And we're going to count down from 5 to our first shot of beer. Take a sip in the crowd.
Or Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Or Mike's Harder Strawberry Lemonade.
They pay me 30 cents every time I say that.
Why
name.
Do you have a chain on your
I thought
shirt.
I would look badass.
You have a chain?
It's the chain for the venue, so everyone can also escape.
I have my chain and my Mike's Hard Lemonade, in case anyone was wondering how tough I am.
Between two fanny packs and my chain, I'm ready to get laid.
All right, yeah. Who wants to fuck Kyle? Or me, or watch us fuck each other? Yeah. Someone's like, how about Shane and Gabrus fuck one bear dude in the crowd?
We'd really be testing the integrity of that bed frame.
All right, guys. Enough fucking around. This is how we do it on High and Mighty. It's mostly garbage.
Before we go, the way we're dressed looks like we won the Nickelodeon toy run at a truck stop.
We look like we're the three guys in a meth gang that meet up with the protagonist to help him get back at the bad guys.
Yeah.
This is what happened to Badger and Skinny Pete after they got clean.
And I'm Jesse after a gluten bender.
Mr. White! Yo, fuck, I have bitch. The gout, bitch!
All right, guys, we're going to start the timer now. Look, I'm shaking. 45 shots of beer starting now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah!
Oh, fuck.
Hold on to that shot glass.
I need to
glass.
Hold on to the cup.
There's
I'm
more,
sorry.
There's more here.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So now we have 44 more of those.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And it's going to catch up fast.
For those worrying in the back, Mike's hard does not hold up.
Yeah. Yeah, for those of you who ask your dad what Mike's Hard Lemonade
is.
Yeah,
it tastes like a Buick LeSabre.
I got thrown out of an SAT prep class because me and my friends got drunk on Zima in the parking lot. Now,
woo!
Yeah, man. Yeah. Of course, it's girls agreeing with me.
Anyone who likes Zima screams exactly like that, regardless of gender.
Woo! Bonnaroo! I thought you wouldn't be able to smell Zima on your breath because it smelled like Sprite or whatever.
What?
But then when you're telling your SAT prep, that's not how you fucking do analogies.
That would be a good, oh shit.
Uh-oh.
That's shot, guys. You can't hear it, so I'm going to call it out. Shot.
That'll be a good ad campaign for Zima.
Why were you getting Zima, you drunk can't smell before it. An SAT prep course?
Because I'm white trash from Long Island, and woo!
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let me separate these cheers. Anyone here from Long Island? Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude! Strong Island. And who here is just plain white trash?
Yeah, baby.
Yes.
You know the Venn diagram for white trash Long Island and drink Zima is a circle.
It actually is an SAT prep class at the Belmore Public Library.
Right, it's a poorly drawn oval. Oh, we did it!
It's like there's a protractor that just got all these holes in the sheet of the paper.
I grew up. My family's white. This is my uncle is the most white. My uncle is a mayor of a town, and he got impeached for drunk driving a golf cart while shooting fireworks at a rabbit.
Holy shit! So, shot.
We'll chug.
Where is this town that your uncle's from, and what's the real estate prices like?
Litterdale, Iowa, and you'd be surprised at how affordable. You're not
Litterdale. From Litterdale. Fuck off.
You'd have to tell me if you left. And yeah, so he got impeached. They had a trial.
Oh, that's an interesting trial. The witness here works at the firework factory, and he'll be able to describe bottle rocket sounds from a distance.
I was in, speaking of white trash, I was in Vegas earlier this week, and the first thing I saw when I drove in was a man drinking paint at a gas station. He was like sunburned and so red, and the paint was white. And it was like this contrast.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Did you pull into David Lynch's Vegas?
No, that's where we're doing this fucking show.
I know, yeah.
That's just a movie called Fear in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Shot.
Here we go.
God damn it.
Wow. I feel the need to tell you this, Kyle. I was going to let this go on a little longer. But one full cup of this is way more than a shot. And Mike's Hard Lemonade definitely has more alcohol than beer.
Yeah, I'm
and
not
you,
enough.
And we have 40 more to go. So.
Yeah, cool. Well, you know, this could have been... We hung out before the show. This could have been pre-show talk. We said we were dicking around.
I think you're trying to compensate because you're drinking Mike's
I'm
Hard
sitting.
Lemonade.
I'm not even...
Well, this one's, strawberry.
Oh.
Oh, God. I'm so fucking... Who's sweating so bad? Yeah. Woo! Throw your underwear on stage.
Guys, if I make it through all this, will you catch me if I crowd surf? I needed to be more confident than that. And that was pretty confident. Okay, if we make it through all the way, I will jump from the stage to crowd... I will take the chain off. And I feel like I can slam dunk once I take it off.
I'm afraid to say go for it, but I think go for it.
I think your odds are better at succeeding.
Oh, shit, we missed the shot 10 seconds ago.
I mean, clearly you have a better chance of doing well at that than Gabe or Sarai.
Yeah, my doctor just called me, put it on airplane, and was like, I'm setting my interval timer. That's for people to use when they work out.
but I've only used it for power hours. And you know, to see how long I can edge.
Is it? This is.
What? Never really. What's the sign language for edging? Edging is when you get as close to coming as possible, but without coming.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, dude. That's fucking awesome.
Man, we live in a great country.
I feel like the crowd wishes I spoke sign language at this point.
Is that a new thing?
Shouting into a microphone.
Is edging a new thing?
Edging's a thing.
I think it's a new term. Oh, boy.
Edging has been recently titled.
I don't know if it's a new thing.
But I've been edging since a child.
How did you learn to jack off?
I used to edge as a child because I didn't have porn yet. Again, ask
Define
your...
Define child. Three?
No, yeah. More like 14, 13. Okay. I would watch HBO before I went to bed, and it would say, like, nudity. And it would be a two-hour movie. Maybe the tits aren't until minute 98. So I'm just lightly zhuzhing my genitals.
Like, I think that, like, hey, like you're a librarian and your dick is just talking too loud.
I'm just, you know, casually, you guys know what I'm talking about when you take your fingers like this and kind of whip it around by the base.
No, I don't even know what that is. No one knew what
that's called a tallywhacker.
Someone knows what that is. Who does that?
That's called a one Florida guy. Hello. Everybody knows.
I guarantee everyone who knows what that is has a bucket hat.
The dude, it's a bandana, so it counts. Shot.
Jesus.
Yeah, oh, these minutes keep getting shorter and shorter. Again, also what my wife says.
Bang, bang.
So you would watch a two-hour movie to come at minute 96, and you'd be like, I'm up 2 hours past my bedtime, and I just ruined another good pair of soccer socks.
This is how... this whole story, I'm just like, damn, dude, you had HBO?
Oh, yeah, I had HBO in my room.
The richest kid.
You guys, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go on HBO Go and watch Real Sex and try to jerk off to it.
It's so bad.
It's so difficult.
Do it now if you have service.
Yeah, actually, what are you doing watching this show?
I'll give you my friend Evan's password.
I'll give you my ex-roommate's parents' password.
The one I'm still using.
Thank you very much, Navneet Paliwal.
Name checked on High and Mighty. Guys,
oh, Christ.
Shot.
Wow, I can't believe we're doing it.
You guys must be so mad that you spent so much money to come see this.
What if someone came, watched this, and left the festival? Like, I can't believe that was only
I don't need to see Sturgill Simpson. I saw three mildly successful acts.
I got drunk enough that all three of those guys looked a little like Sturgill Simpson in different ways.
I would, like, mock him, but this doesn't seem like the right city to be doing stuff like that.
He's the best.
Is he the best? I don't know anything about him.
We'll go see him tomorrow night. It's going to be fun.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, and
Why did I just sound like your aunt?
I put this out there on my last show, but if anybody has shrooms, come
find me. Yeah, we want mushrooms.
Like,
we want to see Sheryl Crow on mushrooms real bad.
Well,
if anyone, I want to meet
Sheryl.
We'll
pay for them, but I, like, don't be shitty.
If you have shrooms or a Sheryl Crow connection, come up to us.
We call that the twofer in the biz.
And what if this was the most ridiculous sting?
If Sheryl Crow was here right now, I would shotgun one of
these. It's not entrapment if it happens at Bonnaroo.
Holy shit. We got a lot of time left, folks.
I can feel the inside of my nose and my
fingers.
That was
number 9 of 45.
Who
so
knows?
20% through this thing.
That thick layer of adipose tissue around my liver is just like bumble.
It's okay. I had shredded chicken 9 hours ago. I'll be okay.
Yeah. I've been drinking out of coconuts in the VIP area for 2 hours.
I was like, we have to warm up for the power hour.
I'm going to be shitting out toenails.
This stuff makes me remember like drinking in college when it was basically free to try and kill yourself. Like a college town drink special would be like, Come down here on Tuesdays. For 1 cent, we'll give you 30 shots of Patron. I'm like, what the fuck?
I used to bartend at a spot that was a bladder buster, penny drafts until the first person peed.
What the fuck is a bladder buster?
That means...
In 2 seconds, you tell us.
Shot.
Jesus.
Drinks are 1 penny until one person uses the bathroom. So there's a bouncer at the bathroom.
Oh, cool.
and there's dudes pissing in a bar.
So
that is the definition of privilege.
Yeah, yeah, so and there's one woman who's like, I'm like, it's only a woman, a girl, I should be honest, only a girl can break that seal, because when she walks up, no one screams like, fuck you. You
know? I like that someone's like,
she has to go.
How do we make drinking more dangerous?
I like how the idea, as soon as someone goes, though,
yeah,
they must mob the fucking toilet.
Can you pee your pants?
We used to just go up to the bar and have a prolonged conversation with the bartender, like, oh, is Miller Lite different than Miller Genuine Draft? And while your dick was out, just pissing all over the bar.
What? Like, what?
Like, yeah, you're just like talking. You know, it's blocked here, so
you did that while you were on the cock?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I did that before I started working at, by the way, this place.
Shot, is up shot.
Jesus.
Shane, you're always reminding us.
Thank you, Shane. He watches the clock.
I'm Irish.
He's like our J.R. Smith right. of fucking.
Yeah, Shane.
Hey, careful.
Shane would be like, you didn't give us the homework.
Excuse me, it's the
I'm
weekend.
I'm sorry. These people say paid to see a 45-minute thing, and
most of these people are asleep with their eyes open.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Well, yeah, it's been 98 degrees. I've been outside listening to fucking people skin cats into microphones for the past hour. Did you yeah. hear that fucking nonsense?
Yeah,
Jesus Christ, it sounded like wet shit hitting a snare drum.
One of them sounded like Amy Winehouse today.
Yeah. This is before, just to get that one down.
The Mongolian throat singer on the other stage is like, do you hear those fat assholes over on that stage?
Nah, the Mongolian throat singer on the other stage is like, wow, I'm rich.
Probably more like, how did those three...
Shot. Oh, Christ.
It's more like, what are those three union guys doing
yeah.
up there?
Yeah,
shouldn't those guys be carrying scaffolding?
We look like we got rewarded for building this building.
You guys can live your dreams for 45 minutes the way you know how to do
what
it.
What do you want
to
do?
I want to drink in front of strangers.
Why don't you carpool instead of driving three Chevy Suburbans?
I know I look like the most blue-collar guy in the world, but I've literally never changed a tire.
Oh, dude, that's...
AAA for life. No longer look blue-collar.
Changing a tire...
You HBO-having tire not changing much.
It's the fastest I've ever gotten laid was changing a tire.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's great.
Did you mean you came the fastest doing it?
Yeah.
Man, changing that
God,
tire
I
really
love
made
tires.
Me
yeah,
no, it took forever for her to sleep with me, but I came very quickly. Shot. Oh, Christ.
Who in the crowd is still keeping up with the power hour so far?
Are you still on...
Okay, it's about four, and one person just punched their girlfriend.
Are you still on one beer?
What? No, I'm on my second or third beer. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
This guy's drinking tall boys of Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah,
I don't know who those are made for.
I don't know.
A female linebacker?
When you piss...
One 12-year-old liar?
When you piss after this, it's going to be like the smell that it happens when they cut a diabetic's foot off.
I bet if I pee, it's going to just go through the porta potty. It's going to disintegrate the wall.
God, something needs to.
Who pissed Skittles and didn't flush?
If it smells like Skittles, I'm going to try a little bit.
Oh. Yeah, who here has drank a full pint glass of their piss for their father's birthday party? Nobody.
Had someone cheered, we might have brought... That would be like a, you should come up here and talk this out situation.
Oh, yeah, no, the whole show would be changed. It'd be like, give me the context, please.
We got to take a shot.
Time, minute.
Is this when you guys got into such a noble profession, what you thought you would be doing with it? You
I'm
hope
not gonna...
so? All right, don't improv.
They're like, all right, so you're going to be doing the comedy tent. Do you have 40 different signals for cum?
Can we do...
Cheers.
Can you sign a cuss word and we guess what it is?
Do sign. A dirty word for us.
Do a dirty word and we'll... That, no.
I signed
what you said. I know.
Oh,
God,
I see what you... Okay.
Fucking just five animated professionals on this stage right now.
Yeah, we're all
I'm
five.
I'm falling over.
We're five equally... all five of us help society equally.
This microphone smells like when old people sneeze.
Yeah, I can't tell if it's my bad breath or the guy before me that I'm smelling on this.
A lot of this art looks like someone had
shot,
an hour to
shot.
Become Banksy.
Didn't mean to shout shot in the middle of your line.
That's okay. Banksy.
Banksy, all right.
Oh, Christ.
We'll get that.
Has ever, anybody ever puked on one of these?
It's crazy how no... I was like, if I finish all these, I win. Nah, no one wins this. There's no
winners. If you finish
winners.
All those, you know, the only person that wins is whoever makes insulin.
Okay. you know, I'm in the pocket of Big Pharma. Where's my boy Martin Shkreli? You here?
Yeah. One what person, there, I found out that my this, only, yeah. this one person has cheered for everything. So
I gotta take my chain off.
Like yeah, you're a boxer.
Now I feel better. Oh, wow, boy. Now there's 2 pint glasses of strawberry lemonade.
I know this won't make sense, but somebody just walked by in the back and it said had a sign that said, fuck real life.
Oh, yeah, that's Sun John Misty.
That you only find shit like that at...
Dude, that was funny. Well, I said it. I'm like, that's
shot.
Funny.
Shot.
Shot. Guys, when we say that's funny, that means we just said something funny?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm drunk. Why did I say that out loud?
Carson had to do that all the time.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Carson.
Carson Daly?
Yeah.
I don't know any other... Carson Kressley from the first Queer Eye? The only one I recognize.
Only
no 90s reboots.
Kids
will
know.
No reboots.
Carson Banks, that senior that got caught sniffing bicycle seats outside of my high school.
What? What was the oldest age a kid pooped his pants at your guys' schools?
Well, I was 19. So.
Why were you? You were still in high school?
Yeah, it took me 5 years to graduate.
It's crazy. We held him back because he couldn't find the bathroom and it didn't pay off.
No, they're...
A kid shit his pants in my school, and his mom was the elevator operator. And
what? What? Are you an elevator? Are you Courtney Barnett with this elevator operator?
No, the elevator's ADA certified, so that...
you and me.
Shot.
Fuck.
Right. The elevator is for kids in wheelchairs and crutches and whatnot, and his mom was the elevator operator, and she stayed on after he graduated, and we would still scream at her that her son shit his pants. Is that the worst? We were the worst. We would go to a kid's mom. The kid is off in college, a whole new life. And we'd be like, your son shit his pants 4 years ago. And she's like, will you fucking leave me alone? You know it's a high and mighty episode when you gotta hear about Mack Weldon. Guys, this is a special live episode from Bonnaroo, so the audio should be pretty wild. We were in a venue with a band playing at the backstage, a large group of very drunk people, and some really loud comics and some hot mics. So I hope you enjoy it. But I want to say, the reason I enjoyed Bonnaroo so much, besides like the casual, casual partying and the awesome music, was that I didn't get my balls destroyed. And the reason my balls weren't destroyed, which was what happened... Oh, sorry, I should give you some backstory. Story here. My balls get destroyed at like festivals and having to walk around or be in the hot all weekend long. I get like what we used to call mall balls or jock itch or crotch rot or swamp ass, whatever. All I used to get that shit so bad, but luckily I'm almost positive Mack Weldon's gonna hate the fact that this is what I'm doing in the ad, but I brought exclusively, as you know, I only wear Mack Weldon underwear and socks, and that's what I rocked all weekend long. And my balls, my taint, my perineum, my butthole, my feet, all lasted wonderfully. I would have worn a Mack Weldon shirt, but unfortunately I was topless the whole time because Bonnaroo is free, girl. But I also was wearing Mack Weldon's, and I am so happy I did because I absolutely survived. Like, now here I am. So if you haven't done Mack Weldon yet, I highly recommend it. So it's MackWeldon.com. Enter promo code MIGHTY at checkout, and it's 20% off your first order, okay? So 20% off MackWeldon.com, promo code MIGHTY, and just buy a pair of underwear. And if you don't like it, they will actually refund you your money. So it's a free pair of underwear if you just go through the process. Enter promo code MIGHTY for 20% off, okay? Get yourself some Mack Weldon's, baby!
Can I have that stool to sit down in, please, Shane?
What?
Behind you, there's a stool.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Can
I'm sorry.
Have
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I hear my voice cracking.
Why are you
now.
Wearing 2 fanny packs like you're Steve Rubell?
One of them is for my stuff, and the other one holds temporary tattoos. Oh, boy.
Are you guys drinking enough water?
No. Do you ever not...
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
shot.
Shit.
Shot.
Shot. Fuck. Speaking.
Oh, fuck.
I drank a bottle of water today, and I was like, is this the first water I've had this year? I don't keep up with it.
And that's why you piss one orange crystal every evening?
Yeah. Yeah, ever since I moved to L.A., all of my pee is crystals. You have to pull it out.
We call that
out.
A cutter.
My fucking weird wife rubs it on her head for fortune or some shit. I don't know.
No, you're supposed to steep it in tea and then drink it.
Yeah, you rub it on your head, you're like, you're in a good place. We're having a good time.
Good place, NBC, check it out.
ABC.
Is it?
I don't know. I just want to be
They're not
argumentative.
Us.
I can't stop looking at the clock. I hate the clock.
The clock is your friend. Free your mind. I'm sorry, I don't know what
so,
I'm doing.
How many...
What are you two doing later?
I have a
later?
Question about music festivals.
I'm already bored of this.
Me, I am as well. How many
well,
shots...
Good. We're not even halfway through. Christ almighty.
I can't even begin to imagine how bored you guys
how
are.
How many bands do you have to love on the bill to buy the pass for a festival?
One?
Who are you seeing?
That's the answer. Who are you here
one?
For?
One? Who is it? Patsy Cline?
You better not say Eminem.
Who?
Killers. The Killers are dope.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah, they're fun.
Everyone say hi to that 35-year-old.
What happened, bro? Where'd
what kind
she go?
Tesla
who'd she end
have?
Up with?
Yeah.
What? Well, that I think about.
Are
that.
You wearing Airwalks? I'm very topical.
Hey, are those and one basketball shorts?
Do you have the and one mixtape? Peanut was fucking fire.
Stop holding up your Princess Diana beanie baby. I like the Killers. They seem like
these
nice.
These are all mall businesses from 20 years ago.
Well, you know where I was.
Oh, guess where I was. Shots.
Shots.
I don't like how quick...
The minutes seem to get faster and faster.
Oh, do they?
You're
no,
not
they
even
don't.
Done.
This,
you're not even...
this has been the longest, however long this has been of my life.
We're you... 6 minutes in.
No, we are not. We are longer than that.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm going.
Oh, my God.
This dude right here in the front row.
I just felt
who
it
is
in my...
shirtless at Bonnaroo when I said 6 minutes in. He was like, oh, fuck. No, I got to go
does
back to business
here
school.
Do stick and poke tattoos.
Are you in business school? Yeah, of
what
course
he, yeah, of
you
course
are.
He is. Where are you going to school
he
at?
Is.
I'm about to mock you, but I'm dressed just like you.
Look at this guy in this backwards well, like, hat running a comedy show in the front row. Yeah.
What
are
the fuck?
Are you going to business school to start a personal training empire? Because you're fucking fit.
I can't think about business school without thinking about
Jesus.
Michael Scott throwing out candy
hey,
ladies,
bars. Get a cup and dip it in and drink some. This
yeah,
guy's
I, you
got
look
it going
like
on.
Rob Gronkowski to me.
I want
to
milk
guys,
you.
Guys, in the Me Too era, we could only do this to men in the front row.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
Shot.
I'm not
oh,
going to...
Oh, shit, shot. Oh, shit, shot.
Look at you. Jesus Christ. It's like milk, milk, lemonade around the corner. Fuck is made.
While you were saying that, I thought to myself, I'm on board for this. That's how drunk I am. I'm like, can't wait to see where Shane goes with this one. Another hot riff from Torres here on stage right.
Yes, I am an adult.
This guy is so good looking, I pretend to be him when I'm jacking off.
I know, it's crazy. Nice areolas.
I haven't pulled my nipple like, out without a deli clerk going, hey, pepperoni's half off in like a year.
Yeah, like he just, he's not even, he doesn't even have braille, you know? Like sometimes you have like a...
Your turn.
Oh, my turn? Wait, how did you get skipped?
I can't think straight.
Look at those.
I've been
classic
oh my God,
comedy move.
Like...
Best comedy move you could do is turn to someone and go, your turn.
Yeah. I took
welcome to
I
the bus.
$4,000
shot, shot.
Motherfucking, how often is this?
Every minute, Twinkle Toe.
Every minute?
Yeah.
It's every minute. It's
Kyle and I
down.
Have to share a bed later.
Oh, wait, hold on. Do you guys both have to shit for real?
No.
Oh. Because I have to shit so
no, I don't,
badly.
I don't poop anymore.
I lock up.
Ever since Trump got elected, I quit
any
pooping.
Any outdoor event, I go hard before I get there.
I did the same thing.
I just paint my toilet and shit. And then...
We all got to be honest. The exit looks like the entrance.
Huh?
This is
people
where Kyle talks about
in,
Scientology
like
for a second.
Oh, that's...
That's the exit only. Well, it's
oh,
like,
that's perfect.
I commend the employees here because that's a lot of work.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry.
I really thought you were about,
what we were talking about?
I really thought you were about to start talking about Scientology.
Oh,
for
no,
a
no, no.
I thought you were still
if
talking.
If everyone will look under your chairs, Dianetics makes some sense. It makes some sense.
Guys, we're all going on a cruise.
To this shot.
You guys are
going to
up shot.
I'm holy. Not looking forward to this. Looks like Deadpool made a drink.
Oh. Finally.
Oh, he's on it.
A meta drink. Even funny. Is he really on it?
Yeah. Wow. Nothing says you're an adult. Tomorrow is, I swear to God, my 30th birthday.
What?
Yeah. And I
Holy
hold on.
Shit.
And I'm,
okay.
I'm drinking a so drink with Deadpool on it.
So from now on, every time we take a shot, you have to say happy birthday, Kyle.
It is my 30th birthday.
What do you think, gang? Can you do that for us? Connor is only paying us $40 each in a Greyhound out of here.
You're getting paid?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Guys, it's Kyle's 30th birthday. Shane just turned 21.
Yep.
How great
wow.
are
look
we?
Look at me.
Shane, you don't look a year overdone.
Drink it up.
I have the genitals of a 15-year-old burnt to shit.
I can't. In this whole time in my head, I'm like,
shots.
Oh,
oh, God, we've started it, and I fucking love
it. Like, who is like, you know what podcast I like? Is three dudes yelling over each other while one of them gets diabetes.
Who do you, between you and us?
Dealer's choice.
You, between you and me.
Yeah, yeah, no,
who
Ace
do you
is
think
wild.
Is more likely to get it first? Because, like, we're both walking down this path hand in hand.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I miss my family.
My pedal is... I'm it's flooring so it. My foot is on the pedal, and I can't feel anything.
I wish my parents could know that I was happy.
Here's the craziest thing. My wife is diabetic, and she's in shape and eats like a person. So we go places, and
eats
I like...
Eats like a person?
I eat like a fucking troll's birthday. In the dark and all meat. You know, I'm just like... Under a bridge, mostly.
Right, I think riddled once a year. I
Shots.
Gotta stop. These are...
This is turning into a Burt Kreischer show real
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, I was like worried that I was going to make this too much about myself. Thank God Kyle showed up.
All right, everybody. I'll do a little time. What do you say? Why don't everything bagels cost more? Is that not weird?
Is anyone driving back to my hotel after the show?
Yes, we have a driver. His name's Sance.
We asked the talent people, when are the rides home? They're like, 10:45 and 12:45. And we're like, I'm done at this show at 8 and I'm ready to go to fucking bed.
But we're going to go see Cage the Elephant at midnight.
Shh.
Oh, that's a secret.
Oh, that's a secret, guys. Also, Chappelle's going to be in this room tomorrow.
Chappelle's doing High and Mighty.
To be fair, it's
the Cage the Elephant thing is not real. I'm just kidding because you guys
Tony
got so
Chappelle.
Happy. Look at you fucking nerds,
guys. What?
It's real.
I
want to
engage
real.
With them. I'm going. I'm too drunk now.
You're too drunk, guys.
We
missed the
shot.
We missed the shot.
Happy birthday! You're my best friend.
Also, in the email, I said, feel free to skip one or pour less.
Well, we've come this far.
No. I die here.
We're beyond the black rainbow, motherfuckers.
All right. Let's take some questions from the audience.
That's a great idea.
Put your hand
by the way,
in
you
the
guys
air.
Like High and Mighty with Kyle Ayers better than High and Mighty What's with me, the fucking host?
No,
but
I,
let's get some...
real inventive format you came up here with. How'd you ever think of this, Gabriel?
I used to have a bunch of granola bars in my bag, but I ate them all.
Does anyone have a question from
yes,
the crowd?
Sir.
You. Who are we?
Sheryl Crow. I can't fucking wait to see Sheryl Crow.
And I want to see Manchester Orchestra really bad. Yeah.
Wait, they're here?
Yeah.
Holy shit,
when? I was moody 10 years ago, and I have not grown.
The whole lineup to this festival is like all the bands I tried to finger girls to.
That's such a gross word.
It's like, wow, broken social scene, Manchester Orchestra. Yes. We sure got some laying
M&M?
On a big trampoline in Kyle's backyards.
High and Mighty Power Hour.
Did we miss one?
Yeah, we missed one. Shots. And if we didn't miss one, we did one for Christ.
Is she playing Pursuit of Happiness?
I'm excited to see Thundercat and Chromeo.
Oh, yeah, Chromeo. Dude, Chromeo.
I'm pumped about those
two
shows.
Oh, also, Sturgill. I can't wait to see Sturgill.
Yeah.
I thought he would have got a better response in Tennessee.
I wish.
Fucking
I want to be friends with Sturgill Simpson so bad.
I know.
He seems so cool.
By the way,
I
we should not go to any shows with Kyle because he will try to finger us.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's just sense memory.
What is fingering? You know what I mean?
Shots.
Jesus Christ.
I knew a comic... This brilliant guy named Adam Dahl, and his best joke was, I dated a deaf girl, and I fingered her, but she got mad because I always was signing, I am fingering you. All right, that was a good joke. Fuck off.
Yeah, but it's fun to watch the sign language.
That was mostly for our two people on stage.
I feel like my chest is going to fall through my feet. But I'm going to crowd surf. Is that still okay with
you guys?
Yeah, you guys,
it is.
28 of 45.
Jesus Christ.
If I had this much commitment to my cardio routine. Vote.
Oh, I can't believe how strict I am about this, but I'll be like, oh, I'm not eating carbs.
Hey, Gavis, when you get drunk and you like look at yourself in the mirror sometimes, are you ever just like, if I wasn't fat, I would be devastatingly handsome?
Bro,
because I think that all the time.
I have such a hyper-specific shot.
A little more, come on.
I feel like...
Can you tell I've done warm-up?
Yeah, you should... Did you see me introduce... You should have seen me introduce Drennan Davis at the other one. I'm like, let's put your hands together. It's like, spent my whole life hosting
You
bullshit.
Were saying...
I was saying... What was I saying?
Sensitivity.
Oh, Jesus. Good, smart move. I wish I would have done that 40 minutes ago. I'm not even going to help you. I was
Be
saying...
back.
The specific ego that I have in which I think I'm so handsome if I would only just get my shit together. Like, I look in the mirror and I see the most idealized version of myself where I'm like, yep. Someday, I think you're, 36 years, I think double you're, high, and
you're
I
good looking
shit.
Right now.
You are a handsome man.
I think you're a handsome man.
I think you need right, a few, couple more. Of
Isn't he handsome? Isn't he a handsome guy?
Happy birthday! We're gonna
I don't
say happy
think
birthday
I like
now
comedy.
Instead of
shot. Happy birthday, blood.
It's too
oh,
much to get out.
I just licked the mic. Yeah.
I think you're handsome.
Thank you. Should I face the crowd instead of you two? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
This is my sixth beer.
It's truly miraculous Christ. It's not empty in here.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Look at this shit. This is
you
so...
You guys must really love Kyle's
This is so
birth.
Full right
oh,
now.
Oh, Marianne is back. Hello.
Oh, hi, Marianne.
Hey, everybody.
Round of applause
This
for
is
the
Marianne
comedy
and Karen Wachtel. They put all the comedy together yeah. for Bonnaroo. They knew we'd come here
all
for
right,
very
guys.
Little
Israel
money.
Or Palestine? Clap on three.
There's good
Palestine!
People.
Pal...
There's good guys no, on don't. Both sides. There's good guys on
I don't,
both sides.
It's very
sides.
Weird over there. I don't know what's going on. I'm
Seven.
Not the man.
Six.
Really this fast? Hey, guys.
I looked at the phone and was realized I don't know all the numbers by
happy
heart.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
Let's do a little shot. Here's a toast I learned. This one's to honor.
Oh, there's a drunk
Jump
guy from
on her, now. Stay on her. If you can't come in her, come on her.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, maybe those. Maybe I should retire that one in 2018.
No. That seems very appropriate.
I also almost said 2017.
Yeah.
And wow. we're yeah. in May. June.
Good okay.
call. Oh, I need a fucking job.
Who here has the funniest social security number?
Everyone shout your social...
No. Who has a funny one? Yell it.
Mine starts with 069.
That's
Swear
funny.
To God, dude.
I knew a guy named
and
Michael...
And it ends with...
I knew a guy named Michael Smith, and we were getting arrested in high school. And the first three digits of his driver's license were 123.
Shots.
Happy birthday, Kyle!
I'm not having fun.
But he was like, the cop was like, this is a fake ID. And he was the kind of dude who would just yell back at everybody. So the cop was just like, you're lying to me. He's like, and he would be like, you're not shit. You need to fuck off. And, you know, if he was not white, different story.
I think I didn't tell this story on my podcast before, but one time in college, I was so shit-faced, and I was the biggest of all my roommates. And they had to put me in a shopping cart to get me home. So I was in a shopping cart, and we're pushing it through, like, the small town in Poughkeepsie. And sirens go off, and the guy pushing me goes, is everything okay over here? You're stripping down fanny pack? Oh, you're going in the crowd? All right, smart move. Christ almighty, guys. Gotta help us all.
High and mighty, all guys.
High and mighty, guys.
You know, speaking of high and mighty, Christ. Really.
It's crazy how we're
happy birthday, Kyle!
So we see sirens, and the guy, my roommate pushing me, Ryan, goes, Gabrus, act cool. We're getting pulled over. And we're in a shopping cart. We pull over to the sidewalk. I give the cop my fake ID by accident. He goes, are you of age? I go, of course I am. And he goes, what's your name? And I go, Danny Vellinati, 137 Parkside Ridge, Levittown, New York, 11. And I had it like all memorized. And then I, because it was like a thing back in the day. And I'm like, February 2nd, Aquarius. And I'm just like rattling off every fact I know. And the cops look at my ID. He goes, get
this guy knows so much about himself, he must be himself.
And he goes, why don't you get Danny home safe? And my roommate's like, get in the shopping cart, Danny.
Do you even know what address is on your license right now?
They're like, oh, cool.
Oh, happy birthday, Kyle.
I don't like the game as much as when we started.
Don't drink any water.
Everyone's like, don't die. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's okay, like, if I didn't want to die,
I'm a registered voter.
A different job.
Don't die. Give me something to live for.
I'm like, fat. I do comedy and I like drugs. I think I'm going to die.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No.
I won't do cocaine.
Well, you shouldn't.
You
shouldn't do coke right now because they're cutting it with that weird shit that's killing everybody.
Yeah, no, Shane's right. Don't do coke.
It at the fest. I know it's going to be
hard.
You
don't
want to
do cocaine because that whole romaine lettuce scare.
Guys, don't do cocaine. Throw it up here on stage so we can dispose of it properly.
It'll be a
Let
situation.
Let us take care of it.
I only want to do
John
comedy for
Belushi's
the people I know.
Still alive. He lives in Mesa, Arizona. He's doing very well. He has a very independent vineyard called Merkin.
Who are you talking about?
You might know him as Maynard from
Bull.
Shit.
What? That was last minute.
Hey, Kyle.
My favorite conspiracy theory is that Belushi's still alive.
Hey, Pex. How you doing, Pex? You hanging in there?
I guess it's not called Mike's Easy Lemonade.
These guys, we talked about mushrooms or a personal connection to Sheryl Crow. But what I could go for, because I flew here, is some grass. And I don't mean this bullshit vape stuff. I can bring that with me. Edibles, brought that. I need a good old-fashioned joint or a blunt. Yeah, who's holding? Everybody?
What?
Oh, man,
who here has drugs? Say it into my lapel.
Imagine getting to smoke with a D-list celebrity who may or may not need CPR at the end of the blunt.
Wow.
What do you think the first guy who was busted by an
here?
Undercover... Oh. What do you think the first guy busted by an undercover cop felt like?
This Hold seems on. Contrived.
Happy birthday, Kyle!
You definitely got to go back to your friends and go, yo... Cops are pretending to be people out there. Yeah.
Do you think they felt like betrayed?
Hey.
Do you think they were ever just like, I told you shit I haven't told my dad? Like,
Mafia, this is going to sound crazy, but cops is people now.
I'd be like, look, I don't know. Me and my friends used to all jerk off in one big room together. Nobody thought it was gay. It was just something we did at 13.
We just like Fred Durst.
Sir, this is all being recorded. I'm like, you're a fucking cop. You're supposed to tell me that before I tell you I
when
jerked off.
When did you become comfortable talking about jerking off in front of your friends?
Dude, I was...
Do you say jerking or jacking? Well, no, let's hear his story, but I have a question
I call
about
it
words.
Pecker.
No, let's get clarification on what your favorite verb is.
I call it pecker hugging.
Pecker hugging? That sounds like you don't want your dick to be cut down for wood.
I call it cranking off.
You are from the Pacific
Happy
Northwest.
Happy birthday, Kyle!
Maybe 29 is
that
it for
one
me.
Had some meat behind it. Literally, one full tortilla.
The 27 Club, a lot of famous artists. The 29 Club, one comedian drank 6 Mike's Hard Lemonade and couldn't crowd surf.
I swear to God, if y'all don't give him a great ride out of this fucking room, I will beat all of you.
I gotta come back for my fanny pack.
Guys, if you don't help Kyle crowdsurf, let me know, because I would have already left at that point.
We have the same fan. That's the fan. This isn't interesting.
I have that fan
I have in my room.
Guys,
that's the fan I have. I can't believe it's here at Bonnaroo.
Let's go real quick before we go any further. Who here has a Vornado fan at home?
Holy shit. No, Vornado is so good.
Dude, that's how fucking rich I am. All you need to do is do five non-union jobs in a row and you can afford a Vornado.
Because you can stick your hand through
Happy birthday, Kyle.
Holy shit, I'm literally time traveling at this point. I do a shot, then a minute goes by, and I don't know what happens in between.
My bladder has never
How many
never
minutes
been
are in the hour?
We're after only, after this, I have to do a Make-A-Wish charity show.
Oh, you're on that too?
Yeah, we're all doing this. One kid's like, I want to watch people do stand-up and then die.
Well, you don't want to be the one. You don't want to walk alone, you know,
hey,
Liverpool.
Who wants a free bandana from Bonnaroo?
I need that.
Just
back.
Kidding. I need it. There you go.
Okay.
I really thought that was going to be
I
my
I would not put that anywhere near your eyes or any other membranes until you've washed it.
Enjoy it. Smell it. It's my hair. It's
Which
beautiful.
Is the bad hepatitis?
Bro, I got fucking two A's, a B, and a C.
Hell
dog.
Yeah. Those are all passing grades.
Oh, can we get all the music at all the
Happy
other stages?
Birthday, Kyle!
Oh, shit. I'm actually starting to fall apart. The wheels are off, boys and girls.
In the email, this seemed fun.
In the email, when you guys agreed to it, I was like, oh, you don't even really know me that well. This is fucking awesome.
No, I'm a strong person.
No, you seem it. Are you all right?
I'm right in my head right now. I'm thinking you got to keep breathing. Because long term, the breathing is a big important
part. That shit will fuck you up in the long run. If you stop breathing in the long run, that'll mess you up.
I read about that.
Does anybody
read
about
that? WikiHow.
So many people have their fucking shirts off. I feel stupid up here with my shirt on.
We'll take our shirts off.
Yeah. Do you have a tattoo of a state?
Yeah, I was like, which state was indifferent to the Civil War? Put it on my chest.
Wait, I have a tattoo of what I think should be the 51st state.
Oh.
I will.
What is that?
I have no ink
Long
on my
Island.
Body.
It looks like a fish.
So I can be buried a Jew.
Here lies.
No, there's no way these people thought here, like, you know what I'd love to do is come see three overweight guys take their shirts off and cheer.
I feel.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
Did you guys think you would see B cups without body paint on them today?
I've been roped into a weight class I wasn't aware I was in.
I don't think shoulder hair is a weight class, Kyle. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I have a lot of chest hair. It's cheap on eBay.
Your shirt looks like a toilet no one ever cleaned.
Yo, what's up with dudes going to urinals and just ripping handfuls of pubic hair out?
No one does that.
No, hey, if you look at a urinal, what? It seems like every dude does that.
It sounds every like you like, did that.
Now I can pee.
Yeah, yeah. And all what's right, up with dudes masturbating
hey guys, sorry,
in the
I'm sorry,
urinals,
real quick,
am I right?
Real quick. Happy birthday, Kyle.
I haven't liked comedy for a year.
Which does it, do any of us look like the strong kind of fat?
Do I look like old-timey diet 40 strong?
One time someone told me I look like I work out
and give you the try.
You can try to get
Why
by,
are our shirts off?
But you're going to get this trash.
Yeah, shirts are off.
This guy ain't shit.
Let's fucking...
Oh, your shirt's already off. I was about to tell this
guy
to take his shirt off.
Let's fuck his brains like,
take
out.
Take your shirt off, guy whose shirt is off.
Let's fuck this dude who's definitely named Tyler.
What's your name?
There's no way Y what? Isn't the only vowel in your first name.
Your name is Bro? Bo.
Oh, B-E-A-U? I fucking knew it.
Oh, Christ.
I knew it, this French motherfucker.
Like I bet you got some blown out D'Angelo.
I bet your family goes to New Orleans and is like, where's the family's home?
Wait, you're Bo? That's like the Southern John, right?
Oh, happy birthday, Kyle.
Oh, well, this show, please, fucking end.
Not a lot of
people
know
this. There's only three more, guys.
The Southern John is also just John.
Four.
It's a popular first name. We're at 42. Oh, my God.
Holy shit. This is the longest
I've
ever done anything
for. Can one of you please give us cigarettes?
I wish my shirt was back on. I feel very vulnerable.
Yeah, I'm kind of not positive where my shirt is, and I'm upset about it. My pores are getting a little foamier.
We look like the guys who ruined Eminem.
Don't we look like so awful?
We look like three guys who get knocked out early in Bloodsport.
Yeah. We look like three guys who are about to corner you about high school.
Yeah. We look like three mini bosses in a street.
Hold on, everyone, shut up! I got a text.
All right.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
Someone just texted me a screenshot of an album.
We look like three guys who lost their dignity 6 minutes ago.
We all look like I tried to draw someone and I'm bad at art.
Gabrus, do you manscape?
I know. I'm fucking hairless from the neck down.
Hey, you want some?
Look at me.
I know. You have a very specific pattern.
Yeah, yeah.
I would kill to have
this. This is like a Rorschach test for sadness, looking at our chest hair. It's like, oh my God, I see my dad caring about the other siblings.
This is like the diner menu for the app Scruff. Right.
I'll take the lobster.
Who knows?
Your chest hair looks like that thing that takes over Jeff Goldblum's face in The Fly.
Thank you. Someone gets it. Life finds a way.
Who's here is familiar with the gay community? We literally... We're like dealing...
Happy birthday, Kyle!
It's like, do you want the fat and hairless one, the fat and kind of hairy one, or sort of the thick but very hairy one?
Just on like... Right.
It's like, who knew there were this many types of bears who were all depressed?
That's why we sleep all winter.
Give me the polar bear after Coca-Cola quit putting them in commercials.
This is where Goldilocks goes, I guess technically none of them could
this
be
is, no, this is if Goldilocks walked in and was like, I'll take the futon.
Real quick, by round of applause, ladies, how many of you would?
You know what? Did you hear someone Venmo someone else during that? That's how sad it was. I heard the internet.
Someone's like, I'm going to check out Mongolian throat singing. Holy shit.
I didn't know Cyndi Lauper was here.
You know you're getting drunk when
Happy birthday, Kyle.
What I was going to say is, you know you're
this
getting drunk.
This is the last one.
When your dick starts
is
to
this
hurt.
The barn they broke out of in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'm all ready to R-U-N-N-O-F-T.
Well, you got a soggy bottom boy over here for sure. I'll wring my fucking underwear out and one
should
of you lucky fucks can do a shot
I'm a
of it.
Squishy frog.
Should we close with a little melody?
Can you imagine this podcast? You like downloaded this and you weren't here? And you're like, what is this? I can hear
just
mostly...
contribute to my Patreon. For $5 a month, I'll come over to your house and punch you.
You don't put that shirt on yet, you fucking
I've been
Nance.
Trying for 10 minutes.
This is the last one, so if you have a drink and you haven't been drinking with us...
Thank you guys so,
drink with
so
us
much.
On this last one.
This is very fun.
Thank you so
I,
much
I
for
don't
coming
remember
out.
My family,
happy
but this
birthday
fun.
To you! Happy
oh,
birthday
wait. Oh, wait,
to
me.
You! No. Happy birthday, dear Kyle! Happy birthday
to
Happy birthday!
Wow, give it up for the unknown Belushi brother, everybody.
Kings and queens and bishops too wanna wish the best to you. So wish day, wash day, every day, birthday, happy birthday to you. By the way, the Beatles don't
Thank
own
you,
that
Bonnaroo.
Birthday song.
Yeah, so, we're not done. We have more work to do.
All right, guys. Now for the push-up contest.
Guys, I want to say I can't believe you assholes came to this. Thank you so much.
Oh, shit. Do you think they'll catch me?
Yeah, give it a go. We've got a few more comedy shows coming up, so check the schedule.
Okay, Shane, where all... Gronk, where are all the beefy men?
Wait, hold on, hold on. Do this way slower than you think you should.
You'd be surprised how slow I know I am.
Go get down there and
you're
climb
right, I should
off
stand
of
on a stool. Yeah.
Rather than leap off the stage.
No, no yeah, no,
none of this goes on the internet with your goddamn pictures.
Where's the catching area?
I would say Scoot start with the way. Fucking Bo in the business school. Let's get a couple of meatballs over here by Bo.
Let me start here at the downfall of democracy, and then you guys push me back.
If you're, if you're in performance wear and you're a fucking look like an offensive
I'm
gonna guard,
I'm going to sing a killer
get down
song
here,
while you
dude.
Do it.
Let's get some fucking meat wads
Come
over
on.
Here.
Nobody touch my Mr. Brightside.
I've got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I've got soul, but I'm not a soldier. Everybody, I've
Whoa,
got
guys,
soul,
back
but
up, back
I'm not a soldier. I've got soul,
back
but I'm not a soldier.
Oh, shit, man.
Take him all the way back.
Holy shit,
man. A rumpa pum, pum. Oh, God. Look,
guys.
Hell.
Kyle's hosting the boast rattle here. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Shane and I are doing stand-up. Oh, yeah. He's coming back.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Mayor, take a picture. Oh, my God. Honestly, whoever thought seeing someone live their dream would be so sad?
We have small dreams here. Dream small, people.
Thanks for coming out to High and Mighty, guys.
We really appreciate it.
Bye.
Whoever took my phone, I hope you enjoy it.
Guys, round of applause for Shane Torres and Kyle Ayers, please.
John Gabris, everybody.
Bye, wow. Shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.